Andrzej Matejka is the 29-year-old co-author of the book Zmizele Sudety, or Lost Sudetenland, a book that chronicles in great detail the post-war fate of the Sudeten border region of the Czech Republic. He is also a member of an organization called Anticomplex, which seeks to increase awareness about this area. The Sudeten region has a particular notoriety in Czech history. With the rise of Hitler's Germany, some, but not all, Sudeten Germans began to agitate for closer relations with the fatherland. In 1938, the notorious Munich Agreement essentially allowed the Sudeten territories to be annexed by Germany. Following the end of World War II, these territories were returned to Czechoslovakia, but the troubles did not end there. Millions of Sudeten Germans were subsequently expelled from the country. The region was thus left devastated. This controversial expulsion still remains a sore point in Czech history. I began by asking Andrzej Matejka to tell me a bit about his organization.
Anticomplex is a small organization. We are a civic association. We have celebrated 10 years anniversary this spring. Our main issue is from the very beginning, the Czech reflection of German history in Czech lands.
And just for the sake of our listeners and readers, what makes the Sudeten region of the Czech Republic so interesting?
The Sudeten region is quite a huge part of the Czech Republic. It's maybe one-third of the whole area, where 3 million Germans were expelled and about 2.5 million of Czechs have resettled this region. And that means that many people in Czech Republic have their own experience with this area. The experience is that this area is somehow disturbed. It's disturbed by change of the whole population in very short period of 2 years after the war.
And the expulsion, that remains quite a sore point for Czechs even to this day, doesn't it?
Yes, but I think it has changed a lot in the last, say, 10 years, where this issue isn't discussed only in a political way. Nowadays, we have much more interesting, much more critical point of view of this issue in the Czech society. And I think it's a very important point to say and to know that 10-15% of them didn't accept Hitler's policy.
And you've written a book called Lost Sudety, which goes into great detail about various places, what they look like then and what they look like now. Why did you decide to undertake this project?
At the very beginning, it was a try to attempt this issue in some less political way and to find out how to speak about it in an acceptable way for the most of the Czech society. So we have taken old pictures from the Sudetenland and we have taken new pictures from the same point of view, so that we have a pairs of photographs which are comparing the changes of one place in somewhere in the landscape or in the cities in Sudetenland. I think these pairs of photographs enabled the people to speak more openly about their experiences with Sudetenland and about their experiences with the influence of this change of population after the war in the Sudetenland.
And even today, when you're in the Sudeten region and you're walking through the forest, you can sometimes actually stumble upon the ruins of a house that was there years ago, and there's no one there now. So tell us something about the post-war development of the Sudeten region. What happened after all these Sudeten Germans were expelled?
It was a very difficult development, because in the first weeks after the expulsion there were just coming Czechs as resettlers, and very often it wasn't really well coordinated. That means that the Czechs came sooner than Germans have left the villages. That means very often they had to live together under one roof. Of course, there were very many brutal acts to the Germans, done mainly by the Czech military, by the Czech adventurers who came there with the idea to get very easily some property and so on. So this first month after the war were very hard, and they left many bad experiences behind, and I think it's a period which we should research more and more. After this first very hard period, there came a little bit more organized period where newcomers came which really wanted to stay there, and they were invited, Czechs from even abroad who left Czech lands in the 19th of century, mainly to Ukraine or to Romania or to Croatia. Several thousands came from France, from Germany. There were never have been a very big Czech diaspora, but there were several thousands of them who were invited to the Sudetenland. There were some a little bit exotic. The Greek communists came because they have lost their civil war in Greece. The big problem was the year 1948, where the communists seized the power in the country, and so the vision of many of newcomers that they will have their own farm or some enterprise or something like that, this vision was that. So the real motivation why to go to Sudetenland and to start a new life get lost, and most of the houses were just empty, and it was mysterious and even dangerous, and so many of the people just left Sudetenland because it wasn't really comfortable to live there.
And when the Czech Republic entered the European Union, there was a law, wasn't there, that Germans could still not buy property in the Czech Republic. So is there still a widespread fear among Czechs that the Germans that were expelled would like to come back and repopulate this area where they lived for hundreds of years beforehand?
I think there's no fear about that the Germans could come back, because everybody knows that they are old, they have no interest to come back. There are some who came back, but they have done it already. They don't need to wait for a new law. But politicians like Václav Klaus, they are trying again and again to play this game with the fear of Germans. He has played this game in the election campaign 2002, and it didn't work. He lost this election, and my family is living in Sudetenland, and they are not afraid of it. My family living in Prague, they are afraid of it. It's very typical that the people who don't have their own experience with this area and with this issue, that they are easy to reach by such political statements.
And I noticed that your book is written both in Czech and German. So do you see it as a book that is building bridges between these two countries?
We hope so, of course. But most of them were sold in Czech Republic. We suppose that there are more and more, mostly Czechs, who are buying it.
You've sold some in Germany as well?
Of course, yeah. Yes, but we have...
How many?
It's about 10% of the whole... I'd say maybe 2,000 were sold to Germany, and 15,000-16,000 were sold to Czech Republic, which is nice, because we are mainly orientated to the Czechs, because we are Czechs. Of course, we are traveling once a month to the Sudeten Germans to speak with them, to tell them what's new here. So that means it's also one of our issues to have a dialogue with expelled Germans. But we are mostly concerned with the Czechs. So we are happy about that the Czech society understands our book.
Ondřej Matějka, co-author of Zmizelé Sudety or Lost Sudetenland, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Author Ondřej Matějka speaking there to Dominic Yoon.